Hey, we're on the air. I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. 6-0 Sage Nation Congress. It is our Zizo session. Try to say that five times fast. The date is September 17th, 2018. The time is 10:05 a.m. We are on day 12. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Tillman, would you please say the prayer for us?
Please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning on this beautiful Monday morning. We thank you for the last couple of days that we've had and the abundant sunshine and all the blessings, Heavenly Father, that you put upon our people. Heavenly Father, we ask you to please be with the Osage people and the families right now that are going through mourning, suffering, and loss of life. Help our elders who are ill, give them peace, help them to recover as quickly as possible. Father God, we ask you to be with all the Osage children as they are in the institutions of learning this morning. Clear their minds and show them that good path. And give the power and the strength to those instructors that they can teach these kids, all those children, the proper and the correct ways. Ask you to be with this Congress as we move forward with the business of the nation. And we ask you to please, Father, be with our new legislative budget analyst who joins us this morning and give her the ability to aid us in the works that we do here. Father, we just ask you to bless our men and women in uniform as they're around the world and protect them wherever they may be. Father, we ask this Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Out here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Congresswoman Goodfox has had a death in the family. Carol Logan has passed away. She was on our Cultural Advisors Committee, so please keep her and family in your prayers. Congressman Mason had a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock this morning. He said he would be here just as soon as possible and will be here for the rest of the day. Congressman Maker, he also has a doctor's appointment, so he won't be here. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from Friday. Congressman Big Horse.
Motion to approve the amendments as presented with no objection.
Congresswoman Pratt has her hand up. Congresswoman Pratt.
On page 3, bills and resolutions on third reading, since ONC 1835 is the bill we voted on, and then you advanced 1833 to enrollment. So I don't know which one is correct, but they need to match. And then also 1844 is the next bill, and then it goes back to say 33 was advanced to enrollment, so all those bills need to be. Same with 1846. And 1856. So all those need to be worked through.
Motion to approve with the, that objection to the changes.
There is a motion to approve the journal as amended. Congresswoman Whitehorn has her hand up like she may have.
I could be in discussion if somebody seconds it.
I second it.
Second, discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
May not, I don't know. I mean, if it's germane or not, but the top of page three. No amendments were proposed. Speaker Walker, advanced LNCA 1853 to third reading after engrossment. I'm not finding it on third reading on today's agenda.
Try to regurgitate what she just told me to the best.
Yeah, it's a little, it's just not there, and there's a little more explanation, this discussion as to why.
Madam Clerk, would you go ahead and explain to the body how that works?
By our rules, once it's gone, once there's no amendments proposed, it goes to engrossment. And unless there's movement to put it on the next day's agenda after engrossment, it would be read out by the Rules and Ethics Committee, and the following day is the day that it would be on third reading.
Thank you.
Gotcha. I'm telling myself, the clerk was trying to get a hold of me Friday afternoon to review the journal, and I was busy. So I'll take my blame for the journal this morning as well. She was very busy Friday afternoon. I was too, but anyway. We have a motion and a second to approve the journal as amended. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the amended journal is approved. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to be reported? Seeing none, we are now on reports of standing committees. There are two. Who is the vice chair of the Government Operations Committee?
I think Congressman.
Congressman Vickhorst, would you mind reading out these committee reports?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker of Congress. Reading out bill number ONCA 1847, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $500,979 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Roll call do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, Whitehorn. Reading out bill number ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Roll call, do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn. Vickers absent.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have your hand up.
I'm just curious. I'll yield to.
Mr. Speaker, do I read out the amendments also?
It's however you prefer. It's not standard or something we normally do, but it's definitely been done in the past. Thank you. Seeing no other standing committee reports, we're going to move on. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I may for a brief recess, please.
Sure may.
Second.
Motion for a short recess by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of recessing say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in recess. We off the air? We're off the air.
I just took one letter here.